Hello and welcome to BizNation, your home for micro and small business help. Join us as we unpack all the pain points in starting or running your small business. If you're looking for support in business, join us on Facebook, Micro and Small Business Support Group. Your host, Kerry Zarb, brings you discussions, interviews, and many hints and tips to get you all set in your business. So sit back and enjoy as we launch into today's episode.
Hey there, welcome to this episode of Biz Nation. Today, I really want to talk to you about social media tracking. Now, I'm certainly no pro when it comes to social media, and I'm like every other business owner, I'm still learning all about social media. But one thing that I do know, because I'm a qualified bookkeeper, is I understand the importance of tracking numbers. So for me, being able to hop into the insights of my social media stats and actually being able to track those numbers is something that I really enjoy doing. And it's that analytical side of my brain that really kicks into gear to see what's happened week on week, month on month. So what I use to do this is a social media tracking tool. I've created it myself and I've just simply used Microsoft Excel. I've created a spreadsheet that gives me all of the key insights that I need to know, whether it's my Facebook page, my Instagram account. It could even hop into things like my YouTube channel, and I even look at things like this podcast. So, for example, what actually happens is I'll have this spreadsheet laid out with all of those key identifiers from those social media stats. So I highly recommend anyone in small business actually gets across the insights of their social media platforms. Then what you can do is start to map out a spreadsheet of your own. So say if you had Facebook and Instagram and you wanted to know how you were performing, how many people are liking, commenting, engaging in your social media, it's a really good idea to put together a little spreadsheet that can help you actually see what's happening. And it's also highly recommended by the social media experts that we actually test and measure with our social media. So when it comes to putting a spreadsheet together, you can find them online. I'm sure if you popped in a Google search to grab a spreadsheet template that you could possibly find. And if not, just make one yourself. And then what I do is on the left-hand side of the column is obviously your platforms with the insights that you want to actually be watching. And then across the page, so working from the top columns that run down the page, you actually have those insights and the numbers based on a particular point in time. So what I do is I sit down every Sunday morning and I look across my social platforms and I check those numbers. But then what I've actually done as well between each Sunday is another column in between, and it rests on every right-hand side of that week's column. And I like to call it the column of truth. Because what this actual column is going to do is it's going to tell you what happened last week versus this week and what the difference was. So for example, let's look at your Facebook page and even across your Instagram account. So you might be posting content once a day. So you've done 7 posts for the week and that content might have reached, let's call it 100 people. So then next week you decide, a post a day wasn't quite enough. I want to do 2 posts a day. So say for example, if you've had 7 posts one week and 14 posts the next week, then what should happen in theory is you should see that you've potentially reached 100 people, just as an example, in the first week. And then in the next week, you would hope to see, roughly 200 people. So what you can do is set up this spreadsheet to work for you. So you don't have to sit there and go, okay, well, I know I reached this many people, but how much of an increase is that from last week? And say you change up the kind of social media posts that you're putting out there. You decide to do more videos, or you actually have more posts that have more human kind of content, or something that actually shows you up as the brand of the business. So what you can do with your spreadsheet is actually use that to your advantage. So not only can you actually look at your stats and see what's happening, but when you change something that you're doing in your social media platform space, you can actually see how that reflects in the results that you're achieving on your social media tracker as well. So basically, to break it down, you know, you really need to set yourself up a little spreadsheet just so that you can actually track the numbers yourself and see what's going on. The social media experts all tell us to test and measure, which is great. But the way that I look at that is potentially, say you're not having a super busy week in your business and you've got a little bit more time to spend on social media. And for example, you might actually be sitting down in the afternoon going, I'm going to do some engagement. I'm going to look across other people's posts. I'm going to make a few more comments, and you're actually going to do more engagement yourself. It's good to take a note of that with your social media tracker as well, because if one week you've done lots of engagement and you've reached out to lots of other people and made lots of comments in groups and that type of thing, then that can actually change what stats are coming across to your account as well, particularly on Instagram. If you're commenting, sharing, liking other people's posts and getting further engagement, you're going to see a change in your stats from your Instagram account, as well as when people are commenting on your social media posts. If you don't normally reply to those comments, but then suddenly you start doing it, again, it comes back to that test and measure and how we can actually see the differences that we're making in our social media presence and what we're doing online and how that's actually going to come through in our social media stats. And for example, you might, like I said, spend a whole week doing heaps of engagement and doing all those extra things that are going to help your social media, you know, elevate your presence on social media. But the next week you might be absolutely swamped in your business and you don't even have time to look at your social media. So you've had a few comments coming in, people have liked things, but you haven't engaged. So you should then by your tracker be able to see that difference in your level of engagement as well. And again, coming back to the social media experts, it's all about the test and measure, but I can see on my tracker quite clearly when I change something. So very recently I had a bit of a busy period myself and I decreased the amount of posts that I was putting on one of my social media platforms, and of course, my reach, my impressions, my engagement, everything dropped. And I looked at that stat and I didn't panic. It wasn't a case of looking at it and going, oh my God, why did I do that? It was just a clear reflection. I knew I did it. It was a business decision that I made at the time. And it was really then just reflected in the numbers. Having said that, the week after that, when things were a little bit more on track and I was a little bit more, you know, a bit more time management on my side, I was able to get my post further out there and get back up to the volume that I like. And straight away, I could see that, you know, impressions, reach and engagement and that kind of thing had then increased. But it's like going from static posts to videos. So particularly on Instagram, everyone knows that people love to scroll. You need to stop that scroll. And obviously, I think the best way to do that is to have those videos present on your social media. And that's something that I'm personally working on at the moment because I've never been really big on doing video. So, you know, making that change in your business, if you've got your little tracker working in the background, you know, to take 20 minutes, probably not even for a standard business, it might take you 15 or 20 minutes to do that social media tracker update each week, just to see what's going on, reflect on the changes that you've made. And I highly recommend, like I said earlier, to really note the differences that you're making as well. So for example, that engagement, if you've swapped from static posts to videos, just jot it all down, even use that spreadsheet and put a little note section to the side somewhere of what you're actually changing so that it helps you test and measure and you can then reflect on what you've done during the week and how that's affected your stats. So it's something that I highly recommend. I'm very analytical and I love numbers. So obviously it's something that I really enjoy to do in my business, and getting up on a Sunday morning, it's practically what gets me out of bed, is to hop over to my spreadsheet and see how my socials tracked for the week before. So I hope this has helped someone in their business. Again, highly recommend that you get yourself a spreadsheet. Reach out to me if you don't have one. I'm happy to help anyone that wants to put a little template together. It's not a hard job, so just shoot me a line. You can reach me at contact@biznation.com.au. Flick me a line and just ask for a little template. Let me know what platforms you're on and what insights you actually want to track, and I'll happily put one together for you, because I think it's really important, especially the column of truth, and to understand the differences, because they can work in number counts or they could work in percentages. So again, happy to help anyone that's after something like that for their business. And I really hope that this episode's helped someone, you know, actually dive in and not be afraid to understand their social media statistics in their business. So thanks so much for listening and have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in to the Biz Nation podcast, your home for small business help. If you're looking for support in business, join us on Facebook, Micro and Small Business Support Group. You can find the link on our website, biznation.com.au. Tune into future episodes for more discussions, interviews, and many hints and tips to get you all set in your business. Until next time, stay safe, stay well.